Home again, I hope you're doing well, and I hope you're ready for another album breakdown. Today I'll be analyzing an album dated back to 1998, the Tragically Hip's Phantom Power, that can be considered an essential album with the amount of hits that lay on it. So without further ado, let's get into it. First hit of the album, right front and center, is Poets, a classic to hip heads and a new addition to new listener playlists. I'd say it's a simple sounding tune with a catchy vocal melody, which sometimes is the only thing you need to hook the listener's ear. I can see how this strategy works, as it leads you not only into another catchy song, but one with a little more complication and presence. This song is called Something Off. Long after the train came in, and see how the space top turns, like there's something on, and you'll never more happen when you've got something on. Oh, how we love girl troubles. The Hip's frontman Gord Downie can have a real soft and welcoming voice when he wants to use it, and in this song he really kind of takes you away with it. I almost don't want to sing along because I like the way his voice moves in the song. I'm glad they made this with prior engineering experience, because I would have hated to see Gord's voice get overpowered by the rest of the band's instruments. I find you hear that with a lot of aspiring bands that haven't quite perfected the mixing process. The Hip do a great job highlighting everyone's work without overpowering or undermining anyone's instruments. The instrumental itself is just as catchy as the vocals and will leave you with an earworm if you're not careful. But since when is it bad to have good music stuck in your head? The next song on the album is called Save the Planet, and like the majority of the Hip's past and future songs, this song makes me wish I could sit down with the guys in the band and just have them break down the meaning of these lyrics and what they mean to them. But that's just the mystery in the music, and I can only self-interpret what it might mean to have my ears under clear bathwater. Some listeners may be familiar with the fourth song on this album. The Hip's album single Bob Cajun is likely one of the band's most beloved and appreciated songs. A song for campfires, drives, quiet time, the list goes on. Anyone who appreciates the Hip style of music is likely to really enjoy this song. When I left your house this morning, it was a little loud tonight. It was in Bob Cajun. I saw the constellations reveal themselves, one star at a time. Just another cop love song, as Gord would say. What I love about this song is when I first started listening to it, I didn't quite know the true meaning of the story, because I was so sucked into the feelings the song gave me that I didn't even take time to think about the words that I was hearing. That's until I watched the music video. It's in the music video, it's really in your face what's going on. This is one of those Hip songs that are easy to understand once you take the time to really listen and be like, oh, I get it. He's a cop from the city has fallen in love with a girl from the country. And all Hip fans can likely vouch when I say it's a rare occasion when you actually fully understand their lyrics. Thompson Girl is a cute little feel-good song. I'd consider it a strolling song, for lack of better words. I wouldn't call this another girl trouble song. I'd more call it a girl with troubles type of song. Thompson Girl, stranded at the unique motel. Thompson Girl, winter fighter shot on the car as well. Looks like Christmas at 55 degrees. This latitude weakens my knees. Thompson Girl. This isn't the first time the band's written lyrics from other beings' point of view. I say beings because it doesn't stop with humans. We've heard songs about cops, coffee girls, soldiers, children, bears, penguins, etc. And of course I can't speak for everyone when saying this, but I really like the change of perspectives. It keeps things fresh and opens up a blank canvas for interpretations, because they don't always let you know what someone else's point of view you're hearing. But when you finally come to that realization of who the band is referring to, you find yourself attached because of how much more you can relate to what's being said. Another hit on this album is Fireworks, an absolute Canadian special. And I know it's hard to find patriotism as strong these days as it was back in the day, but any true Canadian patriot knows or has at least heard this song. The Hip are known to be the patriots of all Canadian patriots, implementing true North American stories into their music. The first few sentences of this song talk about the Hip's recollection of the 1972 Summit Series game winning goal. The first few sentences of this song talk about the Hip's recollection of the 1972 Summit Series game winning goal. And a series winning goal scored by Paul Henderson is considered the most famous goal in Canadian hockey history. This song isn't only about that game winning goal. The lyrics talk about a young protagonist falling in love in the same moment with a girl who ironically couldn't give a fuck about hockey.
If there's a goal that everyone remembers, it was back in 72. We all squeezed the stick and we all pulled the trigger, and all I remember is sitting beside you. You said you didn't give a fuck about hockey, and I never saw someone say that before. You held my hand and we walked home the long way. You were loosening my grip on Bobby Orr.
Fireworks is just an all-around fun song to listen to, bringing together memories I never thought I'd be thinking about in the same thought. Old memories of playing and watching hockey at a young age, and memories of young loves I thought I'd marry someday. The next song is one of my favorite songs to watch a Tragically Hip perform live. This song is called Vapor Trails, and it gives a bit of a mellowed vibe. Not so much as mellow as Bob Cajun, but just enough to keep you feeling a little upbeat on a rainy day. This is another one of those songs that are lyrically wide open for interpretation. And that's not to say that the Hip's lyrics are just willy-nilly words smashed together. They're just really in tune with things happening deep in the cracks and crevices of Canada. So some lyrics might only be understood by people of certain communities. It's almost like third-wheeling two best friends that only tell inside jokes. For example, any listeners from the Stittsville, Ottawa area will get this reference before anyone outside of the city.
I drove down your road, it's a bean where I tasted your funeral. Sandwiches and coffee.
This next song is definitely slower than Bob Cajun. But don't get me wrong, it's nothing like a sad song. The song is called The Rules, and I don't think there are enough hairs on my head to count the amount of times I've had it playing on a porch. And take in, I'm not even old enough to be sitting on a front porch.
Super farmers bent on the cover of time. The moralists scream, he's all mine. So
the great thing about the Hip having a rhythm and lead guitar is that the lead can be used to make beautiful extra sounds. Whether it's the nice soft plucking sounds you hear in this song, or the distant ambient sound you'll hear in the song I cover next. Bobby Baker was likely one of the most underrated guitarists playing in his time. Though the Hip did play plenty of shows in America, they never did build a fan base as strong as the one they built in Canada. Which kind of sucks knowing their talents could have been and should have been a lot more appreciated. But that's just a personal observation. Next up, I'd like to talk about the song Escape Is At Hand for the Traveling Man. And yes, I know it's a long title. This 6-minute song tells the story of a brief encounter the Hip had with another band who lost its lead singer to suicide. I can't quite remember the name of that band, but the lyrics tell a great story that you can understand when you know what the story's about. So you're welcome, cause I saved you about 5 minutes of research. But like I was saying before with ambient sound, Bobby Baker displays something that I myself have never actually heard done in the way he did it. Instead of playing a consistent melody that follows the pace of the rhythm guitarist Paul Langlois, Rob Baker created this reverb-packed, ambient background noise with his guitar similar to high-pitched whale noises. It really brings out the eeriness that I think the band was going for with the song.
Music speaks.
This last song fights for second place on my favorites list in this album. And I mentioned perspectives earlier in this episode. This song is from the perspective of a radio host who takes anonymous calls from conspiracy theorists, which might explain why they chose to call the album Phantom Power.
It'd be tossed up or washed up, the narrator relates. And a Spartan and art I can walk for many days. Meet with the Emperor Penguin, devotion to the air. And their women are swimming from half an ocean away.
Now, I love this song so much that instead of telling you how it made me feel, I'm going to share with you my interpretations of it. Hopefully this helps you enjoy the song better. You know, if the other ones didn't spark your interest. I believe the story being told has something to do with a conspiracy theorist who doesn't believe in the power of the female species. Evidently across the whole board of animals. Because the response to these words, which lies in the chorus, is that you'd be tossed up or washed up, similarly to a male emperor penguin hunting for fish. In their world, it's the male who nurtures the egg while the female hunts for food. And while all the males walk for many days, the women swim from half an ocean away. Goes to show that these guys really know their facts, because Happy Feet didn't come out for about 8 years after the release of Phantom Power. Could there have been inspiration to make a movie that many years after hearing a hip song? That sounds like a question for another what if. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kids Vinyl Collection. Don't forget to request at ckdj.net or on Twitter at ckdj1079. I'll see you in the next one. Take care.